Gary, you must be delighted. That was an excellent performance.
It was an excellent result. I thought we created some good chances, but you know, Woking are a decent team. They're not up there for nothing, and sometimes you have to pick up a little bit better than we did in the first half, but we did it much more in the second half, where we not only got on the ball, but we actually ended up stopping them, you know, creating a few of their sort of, they weren't really chances, they were like on the edge of the box or flashed across the box sort of thing. So obviously we had to get the goal, but we wanted to keep them away from our goal, obviously, because they got some decent little strikers that are pretty clever, but I felt we dealt with it mainly. But the big part about the day is our supporters managed to get through all the traffic, which is unbelievable. Well done to them. That was probably a bigger effort than ours, because I came down in the car, so I knew what it was like. But we got the important goal, and that was really important to us, as it looked like some of the other teams around us have got bad results. So we're pretty consistent at the minute, which is nice. And if we're not playing great, then we're working hard, and that's the main thing.
I mean, it's nice to do it on the road, isn't it? I mean, you've had five wins out of six at home, but it's nice to come away and keep that run going.
Well, especially here, because, you know, Woking haven't lost at home, have they? We're the first team to beat them at home, and I thought, although it wasn't 100% comfortable, it was pretty comfortable. You know, we started off quite very well, and we did create some good chances. The goalkeepers made two worldy saves, which is unbelievable saves, which both should have been a goal normally. And then obviously we got the goal. So I'm pleased for the lads, because it was a good work rate, a good away performance against a team that hasn't lost at home.
And Dylan didn't have a lot to do, did he? I mean, you know, it was good. He was protected superbly by his back three.
No, I'm a bit annoyed with him that he added. He made him, the referee put another minute on at the end by, you know, like doing whatever he did, and the ref said he was wasting time. So we'll have to talk to him about that. That won't happen in under 21 football. So, but he's magnificent. He's been fantastic all season. When you needed him to be brave right at the end there, he was brave. Took the foul, and obviously knew he was going to get hurt if he got there first, but he still held it. A bit like one of the old rugby players yesterday against Fiji, you know, where there's people smashing around them, but they still keep hold of that ball. That's Dylan for me.
We've talked a lot about set pieces and corners this year, and it was another goal from a set piece there.
Yeah, good, isn't it? Listen, it probably has. Pelly will tell you later. It's... I'll have a look at it on the video, but the main thing is we've got people that want to get on the end of it. That's the main thing. People that are not worried about getting a cut eye. So that's what teams are seeing, not necessarily our size, but the desire to get on the end of a cross or a corner or a wide free kick. That's the big thing. We had a few where we went to Pelly down the middle and he flicked it on and we nearly got in a couple of times. So that's my flight. So I'm going to have to go any minute now for that.
Now, Tuesday, next stop is Tuesday. You've gone up to second place, so Tuesday night becomes second against first, and it's a local derby as well. Doesn't get any better than that,
no,
does it?
No, don't get any better than that unless you're first and they're second, but they've had a couple of defeats now, so they know they're not impregnable, is that the word? And so, we go there full of hope, of course, but not taking them lightly, because they have got the world record in the conference as far as the number of wins are concerned, and I'm sure their manager will have them in on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, and I'm sure he'll get them ready for our game, which is another cup final, and he'll treat it that way as well. So we've got to be ready for that, so we've got to make sure that we prepare properly as well.
That's one cup final down and one to go.
Yeah, over these few days, you're dead right. And it is another cup final. And it's nice that there's something at stake where you can go top of the league. You know, we didn't know, we hoped that we could drag them back nice and early. But, you know, this is probably earlier than we all expected.